welcome to our last day of Essay Film Festival, and congratulations on getting here on a Sunday morning when both the clocks jump forward and it's rainy and blustery, and we have a long packed programme. So we're just going to start, and very glad to see all of you who are actually here and don't want to keep you waiting for any longer than necessary. I want to run through the order of the day first. We're starting with two films, both by women essay filmmakers. Philippa César and Adjani Arunpak, which have various things in common, which you will see I won't dwell on now. And that will take us, so one is from Made in Portugal, the other is Made in the Philippines, Mind, Soil, and War is a Tender Thing. The first one is 30 minutes, the second is 70, which should take us right through to 1 o'clock, Michael, and when we'll have a short break.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. And then the second part of the session is a selection of films by May Adedol Ingawanich, which she has curated and will introduce herself, so I won't say anything more about it now. And then the day ends in part three with a session devoted to William E. Jones, and we finally end with Jem Cohen's lost book, Found, and reckon that we'll end about 5:30-ish. So, by and large, today, unlike most of the formats that we've had so far, is really about screenings rather than discussion. Are we having discussion with May?
I think May is going to be presenting
and discussing.
Of films,
yes.
If there's time. I think time is going to be a bit fluid today.
Mm. But I want to just say a few words to introduce Mind, Soil. Which was a film by Philippa César. Philippa César is an artist, filmmaker, installation artist, works between gallery and film, but is also, in a very important way, has worked on conservation and archive. She is Portuguese, but she actually works and lives and works in Berlin, and so has collaborated quite closely with the archive at the Arsenal in Berlin, and has also received grant money to go to Guinea-Bissau, former Portuguese colony, to research the way in which film figured in the anti-colonial struggles there of the 1970s. And this background is reflected in Mind, Soil, which revolves very much around the work of Amilcar Cabral, who was both, who came from Guinea-Bissau, one of the key Portuguese colonies, and was an agronomist who studied in Portugal and then became the leader of the anti-colonial struggle as it took shape in Guinea-Bissau and Cape Verde. So he is someone who studied the soil and led the liberation struggle. And these background traces, thoughts, memories lie behind the film. But it leads back to questions of the soil, as the film focuses on part of Portugal called Alentejo, which had been mined, literally mined, by a Canadian mining company looking for gold, which Amilcar Cabral had studied. So I think the main point to make about Mind, Soil is that Philippa César is trying to kind of interlink around the question of soil, struggle, memory, trace, and particularly the way that traces are left in film. She also cites some of her key influences, which are perhaps predictably Chris Marker, and in the film she makes reference to Tous les Mémoires du Monde, the Alain René film, which was made, oh goodness, I can't remember, mid-50s. Which again is about the relationship between France as a colonial power and the culture of Africa. Okay, I think that's everything. I didn't introduce myself. I'm Laura Mulvey. I'm part of the organizing group for the SA Film Festival. And I just want to introduce another of our organizing group, Teresa O'Brien, who's going to introduce the next film. Teresa, okay.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, thanks, Laura. So this is the last day of the SA Film Festival. It's our first time putting it on, so we're happy with it overall. We'd love to let us know what you think of it as well, so we can improve it for next year. So the next film is a film by Ajadi Arumpak, a Filipina filmmaker. She's probably the youngest filmmaker in the programme. It's a film, it's her second film in a trilogy of films that she's making about the Mindanao region in the southern Philippines, which has it's like 700 years of conflict, mainly due to government-led kind of law biases for like pro-settlers coming in from the capital, mainly Christian, and then indigenous peoples being displaced, mainly Muslim. So it's often presented as a religious conflict, but it's more of a sort of class conflict in some ways, or an ethnic racist conflict as well. So there's at the moment there's that conflict over the last kind of few decades has really heightened into a communist insurgency and led by indigenous peoples and Muslim peoples. And Ajani's parents have been displaced from this. There's been a huge displacement as well as killings and so on from the area. And Ajani's parents, one is Muslim and one is Christian, and they're from this area. So she explores this kind of larger question through her own kind of personal upbringing as the offspring of two symbols, if you like, of this conflict, but goes beyond the symbolic into the emotion and experience that is obviously part of a conflict like this as well. And I guess as an essay film, as well as it being a kind of quite poetic, actually, considering what it's dealing with, it's also a film, I think, which in the best sense of the essay film is in dialogue with its own material as it's making itself as well. So unfortunately, we couldn't afford to bring her here this year, and we hope next year to be able to bring all the filmmakers. At one stage, we were hoping to have Kidlat Tahimik, the Filipino filmmaker, here with us as well. So this was going to be sort of a newer work of essay filmmakers, contemporary essay filmmakers in the Philippines. But we kept it anyway because we thought it was a good film to show as part of today's kind of survey, a quick survey, if you like, of contemporary essay films that are being made today by young essay filmmakers. Okay, thank you.